The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least 31 states and tens of millions of Americans under advisories about a brutal winter storm that's pounding the Midwest, heading into the Northeast. It's going to be followed by dangerous wind chills in some spots as low as minus 55. Louisiana officials say the suspect connected to a killing spree near Baton Rouge is in custody. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio arrested Sunday morning in Richmond County, Virginia. Allegedly shot and killed his parents before killing three other people at two different sites in Louisiana on Saturday. Today marks a tragic anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger tragedy. It exploded a minute 13 seconds after liftoff 33 years ago today.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
All seven astronauts aboard were killed, including the first teacher in space, Krista McAuliffe. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Retired NBC newsman Tom Brokaw apologizing for offending some Hispanics with statements made on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. The former NBC Nightly News anchor was discussing the growing cultural and political influence of Hispanics and said many Republicans see them as a group that will come here and become Democrats, while others are afraid of intermarriage and having brown grandbabies. He also said Hispanics should work harder at assimilation to make sure their kids learn English. Backlash was swift on social media, and later Sunday, Brokaw took to Twitter with an apology saying, quote, "I feel terrible as part of my comments on Hispanics offended some members of that proud culture." An FBI investigation reportedly underway into if R&B singer R. Kelly flew an underage girl across country to have sex with her. The parents of a woman named Azriel Clary claiming in the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly that he booked a flight for her to fly from California to Florida in 2015 when she was just 17 years of age. Kelly's attorney says he did not violate any laws. The 2019 Screen Actors Guild Awards, high on Black Panther, the superhero film scoring best performance by a cast in a motion picture last night, the show's top honor. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. 26 degrees outside as I was getting in here. High will be in the mid-30s today. Nice and sunny day. Increasing clouds tonight. Low in the down around 22. Tuesday, rain and snow likely earlier in the day. And then it could be a combination after 4 o'clock. Snow likely Tuesday night, mainly before 1 in the morning. Chance of snow showers on Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 24. Although Wednesday night's going to be the big chill, lows around in the single digits and up into the teens on Thursday. Cloudy on the overnight Thursday night, Friday, looks like cloud cover, lows in the 20s during the day, teens at night, Saturday a little bit warmer, Sunday warming up again for the big day. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Greetings, everybody. Chef Bill here. Apologize for the little bit late start. Had a little interruption on the way in today, but we'll get underway anyway. Coming to you every week here, or most weeks anyway, live, discussing food events, holidays, any kind of occasions that might come up. And, of course, the big one now coming up Sunday, game day. Otherwise known as Super Bowl or Super Bowl Sunday. Big stay-at-home day again. Although I'm sure in some areas people might gather in a public place just for some camaraderie, but it's kind of rivaling Thanksgiving as far as, definitely as far as eating at home and restaurants, at least where we are. It's a lot of to-go food, trays, pans. Sometimes people are just on their way somewhere. They want to bring something, pick something up quick. And, of course, at Jake's, our specialty, our original tenderloins, chicken tenderloins. I don't think you can get them anywhere else. Nobody's figured it out yet. A lot of them are breaded, although some people do like them breaded with the panko crumbs. They're okay. But as far as, and maybe I guess you dip them in the sauce, but we dip them, we fry them just with a flour, a mix of flours, get a little bit of leavening in there to keep it crispy and light, but there's no heavy coating on them. We do grill them if people want, but it's, and they're tender, they're good, but you need that, that little flour coating on them. And of course, if you don't have, I know we've done them in a home setting before, and it just makes you appreciate, makes me appreciate what's available in a commercial kitchen, the way we have it set up. It was kind of an ordeal. You've got to have a fry pot. You need the sauce warm. You need a holding area for them. You have to do them in batches. And, of course, it starts with getting real chicken tenderloins. A lot of restaurants call them tenders or boneless wings. A lot of confusion out there, but those are oftentimes just cut from the chicken breast into strips. Not the same. Not the same at all. Not the same tenderness. And then, of course, our macaroni and cheese, which doesn't sound like much, but the way we make it with the brulee, the burnt, almost burnt top with the cheese on top. We don't do breadcrumbs, and we do make it to order. So those are the two big items. People probably, most people have, you know, their favorite chili recipe, or if you're into barbecue, if you have a slow cooker, oftentimes pulled pork, pulled chicken, chicken thighs would be good. But you really want, you want finger food. Of course, ribs would always be good with Kansas City this year. You could theme your gathering. Of course, have some barbecue. Ribs are okay, but then you've got all the bones afterwards. So that's where the boneless pulled pork does pretty well. But if you like that, that traditional type barbecue sauce with, you know, a little bit of sugar in there, a little bit of heat, I had a nice item a couple of weeks ago. It was pork skewers. So there was boneless chunks of pork, and probably tenderloin, of course, would be an obvious choice for tenderness, or cut cubes off the loin. And I sense these were more from the pork shoulder, so they probably were cooked a little bit longer, so they're tender. But this way it was boneless. You know, you trim off a lot of the excess fat, but you still need some in there for flavor. And then once they're cooked, then they're glazed with a kind of a traditional barbecue sauce. And they were pretty good, pretty easy to eat, something you could, if you wanted to, as I say, with the pork tenderloin, it'd be guaranteed tenderness, quick cooking. You can put a little bit of rub on them if you like, your favorite one, if you have a commercial one, or if you like to make your own. Pretty simple to do. And your sauce, what I do, if you want, if you don't have a smoker, or if you like that smoked flavor, you know, find a smoky barbecue sauce, or add a little bit of Wright's liquid smoke, hickory smoke. Very, very strong. It's a distillate of smoke. You know, it's pure. There's no salt in it. There's no other additives to it. It's a pure product, and that will give you that little smoky flavor that you like. I've done marinades before, say with chicken thighs, and what I'll do is I'll put our barbecue rub and a little bit of liquid smoke, rub that all over the chicken thighs, boneless and skinless, and then let them sit overnight. And again, there's nothing in the liquid smoke that's going to, not like a marinade that's going to turn the chicken a different color or a different texture. The rub with the salt and sugar does, you know, kind of like a cure on it, but that will, the flavor really permeates the chicken thighs. And you could do this with the pork pieces also. Let it sit overnight and then slow cook it, or you could grill it if you want. And remember, when you are, if you are grilling barbecue, always, don't put the sauce on till the end, because the sugar in the sauce will caramelize, which is nice, but if it burns, it almost provides, sets up like a little insulation process. It keeps the protein from cooking more, So you end up cooking it longer, burning it more. Always put the sauce on at the end. If you need to baste the product while you're cooking it, they usually, the barbecue guys use a, or barbecue people, I should say. A lot of ladies getting into competition barbecue now. A mop or a wash, and that's something more with vinegar and seasonings. You want something water-based. You don't want something oil-based. It's going to drip off and flare up. And you don't want any sugar in your wash either, because you want you don't want to get that sugar burning too much on the outside. But barbecue, and of course New England playing, I mean, there's lobster rolls, but they're expensive. We talked about we've been doing a crab roll the same way, a little crab salad. Crab's a little bit easier to handle and a little more available, a little bit less expensive. But probably nice dips are good too. People like dips. Hot dips, cold dips, something. If you want to represent New England, the standard, the old classic crab dip. We used to serve it at the restaurant for a while. Basically, you have your crab meat, and it doesn't have to be the big jumbo lumps. It can be something back fin, or what we call a regular lump crab. But basically what you're doing is softening some cream cheese, and there's some sour cream, some mayonnaise, Parmesan cheese. Then we like to season it. We put a little sherry in ours. And then a little, if you like it a little spicy, a little Cajun spice, definitely some Worcestershire sauce. And you soften the cream cheese. What I like to do, I soften the cream cheese, either let it sit out for a while or in the microwave, low power, just so you can mash it up a little bit. And mix your other ingredients in there. And then we used to warm it in the microwave. And then if you want a little browning on the top, if you're serving it in a chafing dish or in a hot holding vessel, you could always sprinkle a little extra cheese on top and have it nice and brown. You serve that with just regular crackers. People either dip the crackers or have a little spoon. You could just scoop a little bit out and place it on the crackers. Pretty easy. It's something that holds up. You can have it ready ahead of time. And something, you know, if you don't like if crab, we do it with a buffalo chicken. We take cubed chicken, and it's kind of our gluten-free version of buffalo food, right? Buffalo, that same hot sauce, gorgonzola flavor. But we'll mix sour cream and mayonnaise, and we use some gorgonzola dressing in there and a little bit of the hot sauce. That's another one that you can drizzle a little extra hot sauce on top if you want. But basically, these things, get them warmed up and hold them not too high a temperature. Just keep the cheese melted and the base in there. You really need the cream cheese in these things. That's is kind of a stabilizer. I know we'd say something simple as nachos. I guess the new classic is people take Velveeta and some of the salsa or some diced tomatoes and kind of melt it in the microwave, and that's okay. I mean, the Velveeta, great melting capability, or Cheese Whiz, any of those products. We make I kind of base it on a fondue, and I've made a nacho topping with it. I've done, actually make our own Cheese Whiz now in the restaurant for our King Burger. And the same idea, it's something that it holds up well under the heat. It can be reheated, it can be microwaved, it doesn't break down. It can also be used cold as a spread, or at room temperature as a spread. Basically, what we do is I start with a little bit of butter and wine. You could also turn it into a beer and cheese dip by using some ale. Start with ale, nothing too hoppy. You want something a little more malty in there. And the base of this with the fondue, of course, the liquid comes to a boil a little bit lower temperature because of the alcohol. The alcohol is cooking off first, so it keeps that the cheese from curdling. Also, especially with the wine, puts a little acid in there, helps keep the cheese from turning into lumps. But we'll heat the wine, let's say, and the chilies, and then we add some heavy cream. I would season more at the end, but we use the a little bit of chipotle Tabasco is good in there. Obviously, the Worcestershire sauce. If you like, you could put grated onion in there or onion granulated onion. I wouldn't use the onion salt. Cheese is salty enough. And then adjust the heat according to what you like. If you like a little garlic in there. But you're heating up the wine and the mild chilies. Add the cream and let that come to a simmer. Now, this is where, again, we put in some cream cheese. So if I was doing, a quarter cream, I would put in a pound of cream cheese. I mean, this is, of course, a big batch, but if you're having a big part, you can cut the recipe in half if you want. But I'll cube up the soft cream cheese, and I'll whisk that. I'll let that pretty much melt. You don't want sometimes that will stay in little lumps there. You want this to be smooth, but you don't want to really boil it because you don't want to curdle anything. So once the cream cheese is dissolved in the cream, then I will put in a blend of Cabot's cheddar, and we buy a good American cheese actually in a loaf that we shred ourselves. You don't want to use those plastic wrap singles. That's kind of poor cheese food. See, if you go to a deli, get a good chunk of regular American. You could do white or yellow, either one. Probably yellow. People more expect that with the color. But a good cheddar, good sharp cheddar. So we have a blend of that, about half and half. For that batch it would be 2 pounds. So again, you want to cut that down. And a handful of shredded Monterey Jack. And this is heated gently. Whisk it once in a while. Don't over-whisk. Don't want to agitate it too much. But let it melt, get nice and smooth, and then, again, correct your seasoning at the end. And this is something that you could make ahead. You can warm it up. As I say, you could warm it slowly on the stove. And if for some reason a cheese dip like that gets too thick, your impulse would be to add some milk or heavy cream. But actually, the secret is whisking a little bit of butter. If you need to thin it back out, say it's just like scrambled eggs, right? When you're holding them in a steam tube, a little soft butter in there helps it along. But those kind of combinations, whether it's your crab dip, cream cheese, sour cream, mayonnaise type thing, and again, these could be served chilled or at room temperature also. But you get a couple of those master recipes under your belt or proportions and the technique, and then you can kind of customize it to what you like. So barbecue New England, some kind of seafood, but the crab dip, crab dip and pork skewers sound good to me. We've got a break for some messages here, and we come back, we'll talk about some other ideas. Thing I've been experimenting with, we've been playing with a fried chicken sandwich, but I saw this doing sleuthing around tonkatsu, Japanese fried, could be pork cutlets. We've done a show on cutlets before. Cutlets are great, good fast cooking. You have your, whether it's chicken, pork, veal, and even think of chicken fried steak in our south there, with the beef cutlets. Well, the tonkatsu that I saw, I actually watched a video on it. A gentleman took a thick Wagyu strip steak, which is kind of like eating beef butter. If you've never had Kobe or Wagyu beef, it's very, very highly marbled, very soft texture. And they bread that and fry it and put it on a special Japanese white bread. It's pretty amazing. But I'll experiment a couple of thoughts on that when we come back. Just if it's something, I suppose you could do it with sliders if you like. I know one thing, cooking the meat takes a lot less time than grilling it and pan frying it. But anyway, we'll talk about that and more when we come back to the table.
You must have had it all.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sheffield's table here. So, yeah, we'll get to the tonkatsu in a second here. Some other thoughts. Finger foods. Now, obviously, the hoagies are kind of classic. If you have a favorite place that I think the thing to do is what we're seeing a trend is do some cooking at home or favorite dishes that you like, and then you may, what we call in the business, outsource, right? Outsource some of your other things that may tie you up a little bit too long. And especially if you have a crowd coming over, or if you're doing the, if you're watching the pregame, you want little nibbles, one of those things where I always like to have one kind of main dish, I guess, because you are through supper hour. And that's usually some, it would be some kind of casserole or very, very good hearty soup. Something with some substance to it. But if you're, if people are milling around or, you know, you're not just, if you're standing, you want things that don't have a lot of waste. I don't like a lot of garbage. I mean, I'd love to have some nice stuffed clams or oysters, things like that. But then you got all the shells. You got all that waste afterwards. And again, you got to, you know, got to clean up and go to work on Monday. So you want to make it kind of easy on yourself. You just want things that are all edible. You know, pizzas are always a favorite. Of course, the delivery people have a field day trying to keep up with everything. I guess the big one is halftime. People will realize either they're running out of food or they're tired of what they're eating, and they're, ah, let's get a pizza at halftime. I used to get the hot truck down at school. Down at Cornell, there was a hot truck, and they had little, you know, people making pizzas, but they had what they called a poor man's pizza. And that was usually quicker. It was just the Italian bread. Would split it in half and put the sauce, cheese, whatever was going on it, and toast it. Kind of like, you know, the French bread pizza, I guess you see those things, or, you know, pizza bagels, pizza muffins. The poor man's, of course, I've done versions of that. It's almost like an easy stuffed bread. And you can actually tunnel out the round part of the roll if you want to pack more things in there. But you bake those, then you close it. And what I like to do is wrap it in foil and call that, let it cure a little bit, right? Just like a Texas wiener. You don't have it just as is. You gotta wrap it and let all the stuff come together. But these poor man's pizzas, you fold them like a sandwich, but then you can cut them in slices that are easy to just pick up. It's a couple of bites. It's not dealing with a whole big slice of pizza. And I've stuffed them with different cheeses, sausage, pepperoni, but vegetables. Nice if you want to make a vegetable version. Say you wanted to do some, you know, spinach, mushrooms, peppers, whatever. Bake the bread, then fold it together like the sandwich. Again, wrap it, let everything come together a little bit, and then you just have slices. Alternately, of course, stuffed breads made from fresh pizza dough in a rectangle, kind of make like making a roulade. You spread the dough out in a rectangle. Always brush it with some olive oil, and you season the dough with your herbs, and if you like garlic or onion, and you can use the granulated if you want. But then you're basically making what looks like a grandma's or a pan pizza, a big rectangle. Leave a little bit of space around the edges, and then what I do is I start rolling it up. Roll it up into a loaf, like a baguette. And I pinch the seam, put the seam side down, cut a few slits in the top so steam can get out. And what I'll do is I'll let this proof for about 20 minutes or so, no more than half an hour. Just let it, that yeast, put it in a warm spot. Let it, it's not going to rise a whole lot, but you want a little, you don't want to put it right in the oven. And then it'll be about 425 degree oven. And slide the bread into the oven at about another 20 minutes. You check it. You'll know it's done. You kind of tap the top of it there. It should make a nice hollow sound. You can also check underneath. I like to cornmeal the pan before I put it down. I don't want it to oil it. I don't want it kind of frying. I like cornmeal. Kind of gives a little crunch on the outside. Holds the dough off the pan so it doesn't stick. And then when it comes out of the oven, if you want to brush it with a little more olive oil, you can. Or let it, don't slice it right away. Let it sit for a minute and let things set up. But you'll know it's done when the cheese is kind of coming out of the slits there. And again, you wrap it with your edge of your thumb there, and it should have a nice hollow sound. The bread will soften up after a while. But this is another stuffed breads. They can be made ahead. They can be sliced and warmed in the microwave, or you can wrap the whole thing in foil and warm it up in a slow oven. Another nice thing to have, again, you could customize your fillings, and in lieu of big boxes of pizza, have your same flavor profile, but smaller pieces, so people can try a little bit more variety. The other way, of course, if you get your standard pizza, cut them the way we do in at Twin Trees in Syracuse. I think it's Cincinnati style, where the large pizza, you cut it in squares. Go across the whole pizza in maybe four slices right across the whole thing, and then go the other way, and you have some outer pieces that are crust. You have some center cut pieces that don't have the extra crust. And it's a way to, again, it's almost like pizza canapes, right? Good way to serve a large pizza to a crowd. And speaking of canapes, of course, the old, now it's crostini, right? Crostinis or bruschettas, the new canapes. Canapes classically were white bread, but good, what we call Pullman loaf. A Pullman loaf is the square sandwich loaf, but not sliced. This way you can slice the thickness that you want. Or a good hearty country bread. You want something with some texture to it. And traditionally, the crust would be trimmed off after the canapes were made, so you don't have that. You don't have the outer crust on there. You spread your topping on it, and then slice it into your four or six rectangles. Normally would be standard, I guess. But with canapes, we always the part that people would forget is to spread soft butter on cold canapes. Unsalted butter. You want to spread a little butter on there because it keeps whatever you're putting on top, it keeps it from saturating the bread. It keeps the texture of the bread better. And this was always because once you put them back in the refrigerator, of course, the butter hardens up, and then you have just your, whether it's, you can put another spread or a sauce on top of that butter, but you want that little layer of butter would keep the bread from getting soggy. Of course, now we do the crostinis is you slice your baguette. We like to leave the crust on, and we toast them a little bit. And they can be done in the oven very easily, 400-degree oven. You do your slices, and I'll just brush them with olive oil and sprinkle a little salt and pepper on them. And then you have your base that you can use for any kind of toppings, and probably essentially, similar things that you would put on a pizza, you could put on these crostinis. Now, the classic crostini was the chicken liver on the nice grilled bread. But I've done, and here's a chance, if you like vegetable combinations, of course, this is your chance to do them. They don't have to be, usually on this day we're consuming a lot of proteins, but you can experiment more with vegetables or seafood with these crostinis. Or canapes, croutons, whatever you want to call them. Also the crostinis, I'll serve that instead of buying commercial crackers that are oftentimes, very salty. And say with your any of your dips, whether it's a spinach artichoke dip or just plain artichoke, I've had that. Very good. If you don't care for the spinach or don't want to do it, just the artichoke with the cheeses and the mayonnaise makes a very tasty dip. You have to chop them finely, of course. Make sure there's no woody parts in there. Once in a while, the hearts, there might be one that's a little bit too chewy. You want to make sure that's not in there. But the crostinis make a great substitute for crackers. And because if you go to buy something like that, very, very expensive. So again, there's something going to be done ahead. Get a baguette, the diameter that you like, whether it's French or Italian. The French ones tend to be a little bit smaller in diameter. You can cut them at an angle. You can cut them straight across. Toast them up, and then you can store them in a container once they're crispy and baked. You've got a nice base for things. You don't have to worry about the butter because the bread has been toasted and dried out, so you actually want, with the crostinis, you don't mind if the bread soaks up a little bit of the toppings. So finger food, dips, things that don't create a lot of waste, and also remember plenty of napkins, right? if you are eating with your... And another thing with finger food, you don't have to worry about a lot of silverware, flatware. People made with a crowd tend to use plastic, and I guess if you do, get buy at least good plastic that can be washed. But plastic is a little bit easier to for large quantities. But we want to, you know, try to recycle or reuse in that case. I generally at home, I have enough flatware. I don't like to use plastic, but I know sometimes you have to do that. If you're outside in the summertime by a pool, you know, plastic might make more sense. But anyway, we've got a break for a couple of messages here, and come back and we've got to talk about this deep-fried steak tonkatsu, Chef Bill's Table.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bill's Table here at WHCRDB. So, this steak that we saw, we're reading about, the video I saw, the person used a 14-ounce Wagyu strip steak. And I guess places, of course, if you're using the Wagyu, very expensive beef, very good. I've had it years ago, but still remember that. The texture. We used to sell the Jacoby Burgers for a while. They were the hot item. We used to sell them at Jake's. And personally, I like the flavor of our Angus burgers better. But the texture of the Kobe beef was it's like a pate. It's very soft. And that's really, it's the texture that really gets you. You know, that's very, very different. You know, you can't just take regular ground beef and add more fat to it. It's not as simple as that. It's the texture of the meat itself. So they take the steak and it's breaded and deep fried. It was a thick steak. So, of course, you know, it's going to be fairly rare, but that's really what you want with the Wagyu. You don't want to cook it too much. Oftentimes that's used as a tartare, or you'll see places they give you the hot rocks and you kind of sear your own on there. You really want to savor the texture and the flavor of that meat. So it was a standard breading procedure. We had the white bread, fairly thick sliced, and actually took some of the trimmings from the steak and rendered out the beef tallow and kind of griddled the bread in that. Give it even more, I guess, more flavor, right? More beef flavor. So instead of like what you would do with grilled cheese where you griddle the bread in some melted butter or clarified butter, this gentleman is using the beef tallow. And so the steak, basically, you dip it in your flour. I like to season the flour. And in egg wash, beaten egg. And then in the panko breadcrumbs. And coat the steak pretty well. You don't have to double bread it, just a single breading. And then it went into the deep fryer at 350 degrees. And it doesn't take long. I tried one. I used one of our 6-ounce certified Angus strip steaks that we use for a sandwich anyway on a hoagie roll, or Club Hero, I guess we could a proper name for it. We trim all the fat off it so you can eat it. We don't do a slice. Most places the steak sandwich, they slice the meat after it's cooked, and that's okay. You could use a little cheaper cut. We use our certified Angus, and actually it's tender enough to just bite right through the solid steak. So I said, let me try this small one. Didn't want to risk overcooking it because it's not as, you know, it's about half the thickness of what this guy was using. But it's amazing. It's like calamari. It's like literally a minute or so to cook the steak because it's cooking from all around. And what it's doing is actually you're kind of steaming the product inside a crust whenever you're frying something. That's what you're actually doing. So you've got the panko, the breadcrumbs get nice and brown. I took the hero roll. I actually trimmed off the round top, and I shaved a little bit off the bottom, so I had that white bread exposed, and I toasted it with brushed with clarified butter, just like if you think of a patty melt, right? The hamburger that is inside kind of a grilled cheese that the diners, it's a classic diner dish. So I put the steak on there, and then some places, I guess, would put a sauce. The tonkatsu sauce is there's a lot of variations of that out there. We found something, I guess one of the popular ones is called bulldog sauce, and it's got some fruit purees. Looking at the ingredients, you know, some corn syrup and stuff. I said, we can do better than that. You know, it's a little sweet, but it's kind of like a barbecue sauce without the smoke. So ketchup-based, obviously, and then we'll give you a couple of thoughts, ideas on that. But I did the steak, and he basically cut it into four pieces there. And I think presentation-wise, when they serve them in the restaurants, that's what they do, just four. They'll line up four slices there, and then, you know, you're paying $80 for or upwards of that, depending on the size of the steak. Or, you know, it could be an hors d'oeuvre because you're not going to knock down the whole thing. I'd be tempted to, but, you know, to talk about beef, something already with calories, and then you're deep frying it. And if you fry properly, you're not really getting a lot of grease absorption, but it's pretty good, to tell you the truth. So I thought, well, you know, we got good hamburgers here. Let me try it with a hamburger. And I thought, you know, maybe the breading would fall off, you know, with the fat coming out of the burger or something like that. So I took one of our half-pound certified Angus burgers. So it's a steak burger. It's a sirloin chuck mix. So it's got good texture, good flavor. And I did the same thing. I breaded it in flour, egg, panko crumbs, fried it. Took literally like a minute or so, not even a minute and a half, just till I saw a little bit of the red coming out. So it was pretty. It was rare to medium rare. It was very good. Good texture. And I took one of our brioche rolls and did the same thing. I kind of trimmed off the top a little bit, trimmed off the bottom, and griddled it in clarified butter. And I made a little sauce. I combined some ketchup and some Lee and Perrins, a little bit of mustard, and actually a little bit of A1. It's got raisin paste in it. The Bulldog sauce uses, I think, prune and apple puree or something, you know, to give that little bit of fruit flavor. But I spread the sauce on there, and it was, I'll tell you, you don't need cheese. I mean, I guess we actually found there's an outfit that does this. They fry all kinds of ground meat, chicken, pork, the patties, vegetable. And, you know, they have some sauces, garnishes, and things like that. But it's actually a concept out there, the tonkatsu. So the fried burger, I'll tell you, I'm going to have it again. I mean, I cut it into quarters, you know, had some of my staff try it there. You're only eating a wedge of it. We're not eating, you know, knocking down the whole thing. You'd be tempted to. But the sauce, we used to make, actually, when we had the Kobe burgers, I used to make a sauce with there was ketchup-based, some Worcestershire, some soy, and I used to use plum sauce in there, the Chinese plum sauce, as the sweetener. And then added a little bit of wasabi for some spice. But another thing you could do is spiced ketchup, where you actually cook the ketchup. And we've talked about this before. It does change the flavor and texture of it. But if you have a tablespoon of canola oil, and a teaspoon each of minced garlic and minced ginger, you start just to get that cooking a little bit, not browned, and add 1 1/4 cups of ketchup, 1/4 cup of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and actually in this one I put 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. Now it splatters a little bit. You don't want it too hot, but you want, say, your garlic and ginger, pepper flakes you should probably put in early on, and then you add these ingredients and just stir it frequently over low heat, and you'll see it change color and really makes a nice flavor for ketchup. We call it spiced ketchup. Used to serve it with portobello fries. So anyway, but take care on Monday. Make sure you have plenty of water with all the rich food and spicy food and things like that. We don't want to dehydrate. And have a great day, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Chef Bill signing off.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal workers get ready to return to work today after a 35-day partial government shutdown, President Trump says the odds that congressional negotiators will craft a deal to end the border wall standoff with Congress are, in his words, less than 50-50. The funding measure that's sending workers back to work today only runs through February 15th. President Trump slamming former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz today after Schultz's statement that he may run for president in 2020, not as a Democrat or Republican, but as what he calls a centrist independent.
You know, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I look at both parties. We see extremes on both sides.
Trump tweets this morning that he watched Schultz's interview on 60 Minutes and, quote, agrees with Schultz that he, meaning Schultz, is not the smartest person. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare.